Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Okay.
Well, you're very tethered. I feel bad. You've only got like a 4-foot lead here.
I'm comfortable.
I just am afraid I might have coffee breath. And I don't want to offend
you. Do
you
want me
you.
To get closer to you so this
no.
isn't so tight?
Yeah, short
no.
leash.
I can do that.
It's okay.
All right. Is that better
We're
for you?
So close.
Sup, Studio B?
I didn't realize I needed my space so much.
Why are you tripping out?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the heat coming off of you.
There's no heat coming off of me. I'm okay.
Says you.
What's happening? Bryn's like, what is happening here?
I caught half of that.
I don't know what's
all
happening.
All of this will get cut off the front
No,
end.
No, it won't.
Was, yes, it will.
I was like scrambling to get started recording so I can catch it because you guys are weird.
Yeah. I don't know what is going on. So I've been forced to share a headphone jack with Sarah now, yeah. And we're sitting closer together than normal.
Well, what I would say... This is the closest we've ever sat.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. We're yeah. You can touch. She reaches out and touches me.
All right.
We're not. We're farther apart than we would be if we were in a car.
Are we?
Yeah.
It seems about that distance.
It's about that distance, but a little farther.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I just feel like I could turn and look out the window in a car, you know, like if I wanted to. Right. Like right now, it's almost like we're knee to knee, like just making close personal eye. Like,
you're being so weird.
I'm not. I'm just sitting here. I'm fine.
All right.
You're being weird.
It's fine. Are you Zet and Newman here?
They should be ready to go. I know Vaughn.
Hi, guys.
Vaughn's there ready.
Hey, Vaughn.
Man, you used to like me. I didn't
I love.
Know
I absolutely love
this
you.
Is
I
so
just
weird.
Maybe that's why I'm so uncomfortable.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I just it's
What's
funny.
Happened?
You're just used to a certain person is used to a certain amount of space.
All right. Well,
it's just not. I'm not having that here. So I just have to get used to it. That's all.
All right.
It's
well,
like you know, I was a hamster in my own cage and my own wheel and my own food and water, and now I'm sharing with some other hamster. I just moved into my. You know, it's not that I don't like the new hamster. It's just,
I don't think that you know, that's working at all.
The hamster thing.
The analogy is you know, not even close.
No, just like you know, you're free to be the hamster you want to be in your own cage.
Let me ask you some questions. Can I?
This should be comfortable.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
All right,
relax.
I'm fine.
So your husband just left for the Burning Man and was there a week.
Yes.
Okay, and. I don't. So, is there a debrief when he gets home?
Does oh
he,
yeah, no. We sat around.
Oh, so
and
he
drank
was like,
beers, and he told us
he
all the
told
stories.
You the stories. So
Joe and Ariane actually came over, and we talked to Joe. Heard it from his because so, it was his first burn.
So did him and Joe bake?
What does that mean?
Take LSD.
I actually assumed that they did. I didn't hear those. I didn't. I don't know.
They don't tell you that. Oh my God! So the night we took LSD. it starts out like this. God,
I guess
then
I'm asking the wrong questions. No, we really, they were telling us about the whole thing. You know, and I actually wonder if he didn't talk too much about it because my brother and sister-in-law are there. And I'm sure they would not approve of him doing acid.
What are you talking about?
They wouldn't approve of that.
Your brother, of all people,
who
is somehow...
has never even smoked pot. Like, there's no... There's
who
nothing
cares?
Besides
he
alcohol.
He travels with a bar.
Yes. He does. Yeah, I don't know that... I don't know if he would... Maybe that's the only reason I can think is that maybe they would be disapproving, and so he decided not to bring it up.
Okay, so is that because... Because I do realize this is the weird line that people have. So because alcohol's legal,
yes,
it's fine to get shit-faced and be absolutely throwing up drunk or whatever. And that's like, yeah, I had a great weekend.
Right.
But God forbid you take a toke of pot.
Well, it's and that's the other
that's
thing.
That's legal now, too,
pot's
though.
Not where he lives.
Oh.
Because he lives here now.
So he's changing his opinion
of
weed.
Well, it's funny because I don't know that his opinion will change, and I certainly don't know if he'll try it. Although, I mean, look at Hooman. Whoever thought that he'd try weed, and now he takes it every night before he goes to bed in the edible form. So I think that... Like my brother said to me a couple of weeks ago when we were at his 50th birthday party, so I made a joke about how, because I do let my, I mean, listen, I'm sure I'll get notes for this, but my kids are 17 and 19. They're both good boys. They work hard at school. They work hard at everything that they do. And yes, I let them have a drink at my house.
Oh my God.
I know. It's the end of the, but for some people that
have you seen them drink?
It's a big, Coleman? Oh my God.
I have not.
I think he's being kidding.
The only thing I've seen them do is burp and fart around the house.
Yeah, they do that. I try to make them not do that around strangers. I'm like, that's really just a family thing. But they're super comfortable with it.
So you've never seen them drink?
No, huh. Never.
Well, they're Listen. Not big drinkers. And I think the reason right. why is I've never made it a thing. Their dad and I are not big drinkers. We definitely drink on the weekends, but we're not. I mean, I think that that's sort of in a different setting. Like we're fully in it. Like we're in our normal day to day life. It's just not something. It certainly doesn't occur to me. I wouldn't even think to myself, "Geez, what I could use right now is a drink." Friday 5 o'clock. I've been waiting for it. It seems like
right.
a week. So they, you know, I do let them do that. And with the weed thing, I know they both smoked weed. I know they have.
Okay.
And we have weed at our house because we have a friend who had cancer and now grows weed and we don't smoke it. So there was a bag of it sitting on a credenza at our house for the last month. I was like, we should probably put that away. Like, it seems like not the thing to have.
Seems like a friendly thing to have open.
Sure,
for offer.
I get right if anybody wants any of this. And absolutely, people have smoked at my house. Now that it's legal, I'm like, I would offer that if I had it. Like, if you don't want to drink, I do have some weed.
So the point of that is. That your brother trips on it.
It's that he said, you're not one of those parents. I go, what kind of parents? Because we do let our kids have drinks. He goes, yo, what are you letting them smoke pot around the house? And I'm thinking in my head, well, if I caught them, I wouldn't be mad. Which I'm going to get letters. I wouldn't be mad. I was a fucking total stoner when I was a kid. And look how great I turned out. But I was 13 years old and getting baked. I mean, that was just, that's what every kid does. Like, it wouldn't be the end of the, if their homework was suffering, if their schoolwork, if I thought that they were antisocial or, I mean, there would be, I think that there are telltale signs. But if I caught my kid smoking pot, I'd be like, let's not do that in the house. I'm on a need to know basis. Like, I just don't want to go be a kid. It's fine. I get that you have a life apart from me. But he's like, oh,
you're
one of these.
Tripping.
Oh, he's like, oh, you're not. I'm like, I don't hand them weed, John, but I'm not. I don't know what their habits are when it comes to that. Like, I can tell that if I said, I don't care if they do or not, that he would be like, oh, my God. Like, I'm sure listeners are right. I don't care if they do.
So you think if little John was telling a story of his adventures at Burning
that
Man, that
big
John
would
be like, oh, God.
You're a person who trips.
You loser.
So my guess is that, yeah, they probably took everything that was offered. I'll bet. Well, almost everything. I trust that they didn't do heroin. I trust that they didn't do meth. But I don't know, and maybe I shouldn't know. I don't
Who did
know.
I see? I saw someone recently in photos. I want to say it was, what is Kurt Cobain's kid's name?
Frances Bean.
So she's supposedly sober mm-hmm. and had struggled with issues. Yes. And her parents are clearly two people who struggled, so it's no surprise. But she was out at Burning Man, and I was thinking, well, there's no reason to be out there.
People do. Sober people do go
and maybe
there.
They do, and maybe there's even I wouldn't doubt that someone would say writing in as they listen to this, there are AA meetings out
I'll
there.
I bet there are, Vin.
I bet there are too.
I wouldn't doubt it at
but
all.
But I, if I'm thinking in my own head, would be like, the absolute reason to be out there is to take LSD and run around all night long on a bike or on foot and absolutely adventure.
Right.
And meet people and talk to people. And
well, the organizers will say, that's not what it's about. It's about about this crazy new community that we're building, and it's the art. The art is a huge part of it.
And believe me, when you trip, that art is probably incredibly deep.
Right. And, yeah, to me, John's like, you know, just the music, the raves, every place you go, you're listening to different, but it's all rave music. There's a few places where you can get some actual rock band music, but mostly it's just like colored lights and raves, and you just stumble into any camp you want to because...
Fun.
Yeah, I guess.
So he loved it, or he's like, that's the last time?
He actually said, I don't need to go to that anymore.
Hmm.
And he's already mellowed on that stance. I think you're tired when you come home.
Well, sure.
You know, and they were there for... 5 nights or so. And Joe also was like, yeah, I'm glad I did it, but I don't need to. And I'm like, okay, well, talk to you in 6 months.
Right.
You know, when the next year's tickets go on sale. Who knows? I do think that you arrive toasted.
It wears you out.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, we're grown-ups, you know. They're really, like when you do a marathon party like that, it's way out of your normal.
Oh, look, every time I took LSD, my stories are... endless. Mm. They're endless. They go from one thing to the next to the next. And my friends that I was with, we were all like, and what about the time? And then, oh my God, and then, and what about that's what that's like. Mm-hmm. And you just, I mean, by the end of the night, you just want it to end.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and this is just me, maybe it's just me. You can drink like 20 beers on LSD. And it won't even bring you down.
Oh.
Like you just, it's water. You finish
you
a beer.
You don't even get drunk.
It's water.
Wow.
You finish a beer walking back from the refrigerator to get back to your seat and realize you gotta go back again.
I'm out of beer.
Yeah. Like that's how.
I'm just so thirsty.
It's just, well, and really, I'm trying to come down. Like,
right. Come
on, bring me down. I'm over this. I've laughed so hard. My tummy really does hurt.
Right.
I want to stop laughing, and I want.
That's when you need someone to swaddle you, and put you in a crib in a dark room in a little rocker. You know, just swaddle me. Just put me in a bassinet, man-sized bassinet.
Well, that sounds fun. I'm sorry. Also, the other question. So he didn't go into the orgy tent. You didn't ask.
Apparently, there was no orgy tent this year. We had heard because of some assaults at Coachella. Somebody wrote to us before he even went and said they're not doing that this year. Between the hashtag MeToo and these assaults that happened, they had called it off. There
Good
was
thinking.
Some other – I feel like you even maybe reported on this, that like there was some other area. It was like education about the human sexual experience or something.
Instead of that?
Apparently.
Okay.
Instead of. I think that the acronym was BEDS. Hmm. Like the Bureau of Education for – Deviant Sexuality. I don't know what it was.
Hmm.
Something like that.
But that didn't stop hot-ass Danielle from walking around topless.
Nobody doesn't take their clothes off there, apparently.
Oh, so did John show his dick to everybody?
He did not tell me that he did, and I didn't specifically ask that. So maybe I should come up with a specific list of questions to get you answers for tomorrow. Would you like me to do that?
I'm just curious what you found out. So you didn't ask, did everyone see your dick?
I didn't ask that. Because I know John, and I just made assumptions.
That he would.
That he wouldn't.
That he wouldn't.
He's not a dick taker-outer.
Oh, God.
You know?
My dick would have been out the whole time.
Well, maybe you should go. Free the dick.
Believe me, the times that I've taken LSD, there were, and it happened more than once, I was like, where are my pants?
Oh. They just flew off.
You just run around. Like, it's just this freeing thing where I was sitting on the edge of this cliff.
Oh, great. That's a great place to be
Del Mar,
sitting.
In Del Mar on 6th Street looking out to the ocean with the wind blowing back at me and just you can't
believe.
Why do I have pants on?
It feels like the whole world is for you. You know what I mean?
No.
Like you can't, you don't know what I mean. You can't imagine. It's the whole world. Everything I'm looking at is for me.
Yeah.
Within my arm's reach, like this. Mm. All that. Anyway, that's kid stuff.
Yeah.
Those days are
so
long past.
So I have
past.
To ask him if it had his dick out.
Well, no, you don't have
if
to.
He took LSD.
I'm more curious that you didn't ask.
He tells me what he wants to tell me.
Yuzi?
She had a meeting she had to run to.
You think Yuzi's tease would be out?
Yeah.
For sure, right? I mean, if hot ass Danielle pulls hers out.
Yeah, I mean, apparently various states of undress are the norm and people don't even notice it.
Oh, they notice. You don't think people notice hot ass Danielle? Come on.
I wouldn't notice.
Well, that's nice. All right. Well, that's all I had then. You want to do some?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I'm just glad he's back and works. You know, the problem is we don't have any kind of routine right now because my brother and my sister-in-law are basically on vacation while they look for jobs and move out here. So it's every single day they're like, hey, can we do this? Hey.
Yuzette can answer the question, by the way.
Yuzette?
Yes?
If you went to Burning Man, would you hang out topless?
You know what I would like to do? I'm not really comfortable topless.
Bottomless, then.
Wait. So what I would like to do, have you seen, I don't know what those bras are called. They're sort of like balcony bras, but they don't have, they give you support, right? But there's no.
They just hold them up.
Yeah, they hold them up. Shelf. There's no.
There's like a shelf.
Yeah.
So if we get you a shelf bra, you'll just walk around topless.
Yeah, I could do that.
All right.
Wait, so you don't feel comfortable topless? Does that mean when you say comfortable, you don't mean inhibited, you mean that they're too sloppy?
They're too big, yeah.
They move too much.
Yeah.
Got it.
Even like walking around my house, I find myself holding my chi-chis, even without a top on. Like if I'm going from room to room or down the stairs to get something to drink or whatever, or the dog, I'm holding my chi-chis.
When you were in your 20s, though, you would have been topless or fully naked, right?
At Burning Man?
Yeah.
No, I can't say that.
I would have
topless,
for sure.
Probably, but not bottomless. I would have want like at least a thong on.
Oh,
you don't want your butt to get burned.
That's true. But
or
you know.
Your boobs either. I mean, I guess someone's gonna have to rub some sunscreen on those puppies.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, can you help me out?
I can't reach my butt or my boobs. Can you help me?
You know what's so funny is I'm thinking of myself, and I would have been naked. I would have for sure been naked, but I would have been like, I'm running to the edge of the horizon. I can't do that right now. Bye. Just lunatic. Just a madman. I swear that stuff made me so crazy. Mm. Anyway, let's do some letters.
All right. This is from one that we actually answered this a little while ago. And she is writing to tell us what happened. This is from the woman who is, I think she's 40, and the boyfriend is 25. And he doesn't go down on her, remember?
Oh, that's
too bad.
Or
won't even finger her. So thank you.
He won't even finger her?
Yeah, that's what she's saying here. Thanks for reading my email about my 25-year-old boyfriend, 14 years younger than I am, who doesn't go down on me or finger me. Sarah, thank you for that two-minute advice reminding me I'm too old not to speak out for what I want. I took that to heart, and even if it's hard for me to be upfront about my feelings, I told my boyfriend what I want. He didn't do anything to please me at first, but I just grabbed his hand and forced him to finger me until I finished. It's not the sexiest way to finish, but I felt good being in charge of getting what I want. Also, the other day, I got so drunk that apparently I started talking to him about how I want to be sucked so good a bunch of times. I swear, I don't remember anything I said or did when I was drunk. That incident made my boyfriend realize how bad I want it. So he's been talking to me and starting to touch me and go down on me. I'm happier. Now I just need to work on him lasting a bit longer. Ha ha. Thank you. Much love on the show.
It's a universal problem, though. I'm serious.
What?
The guys are...
Oh, that they...
They need to have it with regularity or it really is a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry. And bone me in a week. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, sometimes, though, even guys who do get it often are just, it's so sensitive that they just.
Well, that's usually just teenagers. But
Well, and he is only 25.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Here's one.
Oh, wait. Let me tell you. I have an update on the Marianne website. Dawn Wells. Remember
GoFundMe? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
42,000 right now.
Oh, so she's looking for 180, but it sounds like some radio stations got a hold of the story and did it this morning. Because she was at 12,000 this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dawn Wells, Marianne from Gilligan's Island, she is destitute and can't even get into like a hospice care, not hospice, like an assisted living place because she's so far in debt. So she's trying to raise $180,000 some friend of hers set up.
You know what I
think
about a lot? Not a lot, but I think about it often enough. If you're, to use a name that we know, like since Human knows Chris Kelly, we'll use that name. But if you're that rich, you've got that much money, and you hear these things all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder how tempted you'd be
to go fix
on a fairly regular basis to be like, and you'd probably have to.
You can't do it for
everyone. You'd have to stop. You'd have to go, you know what? I can't keep writing checks every time I get a
tickle. I have had that same thought. It's so funny. You hear about someone who's in real trouble, and you're like, that would be nothing for me to fix that. I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm Chris Kelly. I'm whoever.
Right.
And it would be. And I'll bet you I'll bet you anonymously, these people help a lot of people.
Probably.
Because that's the other thing. When someone hears that you're doing that, now everybody's writing you like, oh, here's my – it's only $6,000, you know?
For sure.
I wouldn't be I always think, too, like if you have Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates money or something, that you're like, you know what? I'm just going to buy that train for them that they need the $4 billion for. I'm just going to go ahead and buy that for it. Let's you know, forget the taxpayers paying for that. Let's just fix all the roads in the state. Let's just, you know, bury all the power
and
lines.
Paint Amazon on the side of the thing.
Right, whatever.
Well, no one would be arguing if he did that.
Oh, my God.
You're going to pay for all that? You can pay
paint
whatever
Amazon,
you want on
like, it. Paint all over the streets. Oh. Dear Sarah, Vinny, and team, I seriously need some bad advice because I can't tell anyone in my life my predicament. Now, listen, this is a long email. And in the end, this lady doesn't even have a problem yet.
What do you mean?
I think this is a typical girl. This is a girl thing. We take something and we spin it out to the future. And we say,
what if? The what if?
Yeah. This. What if? What about this? What about that? Yeah. What about the other thing? Here's how I might feel. This is what might happen. So let this be a lesson to you in things are not problems until you make them problems. And you can make decisions long. You can decide, I'm going to stop spinning this out to the future. I'm going to stop thinking about that is not going to happen. Here's her predicament. The company I work for was recently acquired. I'm working on a project with a cross-country company team. I've started to admire one of the managers from the other company. He's funny, smart, and handsome, and I have a little crush. While working together, I noticed that he and I clicked on a lot of things, and I was pleasantly surprised when today he asked me if I'd be interested in a position on his team reporting to him. I'm really interested in working on his team because I think it would be good for my career. It would be really good for my commute, and it would be great to work with someone I'm so on the same page with. I'm nervous about the feelings I've been having for him, especially because I'm married. He's also married.
Oops.
And I've never cheated and never intend to.
Intend. All right.
But in the past, I've had an office crush that tempted me far more than I'd ever wanted, especially seeing him day after day. I honestly can't tell if he's attracted to me, not that it matters, but it would make things more difficult for me if I knew he was. I'm chubby, not usually most guys' cup of tea, but I had noticed his interest in me. I have no idea if it's purely this woman is smart and I want her on my team type of interest or if it's something romantic. I feel pretty confident that I would not cheat on my husband, but I don't know if I want to report to someone that I feel that way about. Hold on 1 second. I suddenly have no headphones.
Ghetto.
I know.
Ghetto. Hey, Bryn, can you CC what's his face, the other dude?
Yeah, we're
of engineering.
Over. Okay, sure. Cut all that out. Do I do? There is no problem yet. There's nothing to do. I mean, I guess if it comes down to you don't want to be on the team of someone you think is attractive, like just because, I mean, I work with people I think are attractive. I
thank you.
Yes, especially you use that. Especially when I hear you talking about your boob shelf that you want to wear. I'm really into that. You know what I mean? Like, lady, there's no problem yet. You've said
there,
it.
I actually see that. Okay, I'll take the other side. So there is a problem. First of all, this person's seems to be tempted and married And that's normal, and yet she's clearly, I think what she's asking is, here I am feeling tempted, and I haven't even started working with this dude yet, right?
Doesn't know if he's attracted to her.
Right.
They're both married.
Right.
So she gave a bunch of additional info, which wasn't, I did read one nugget just now.
Hold on. Okay, go.
My former office crush was, I believe, also attracted to me. And if I'm being honest, I might have cheated on my husband with him if he had initiated.
Right. So the thing is, this person is clearly bored in her relationship. Her job's obviously where she spends most of her time, and as do most of us. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's probably a bad idea to go to mix this person you have a crush with this clearly extremely important job you've got, because you're going to end up fucking up your marriage. That's for sure.
And possibly your career.
Well, and that's so after you screw up your marriage, the only thing you're going to have is your job. And if you screw up both at once, you're going to have neither.
Yeah. Goodbye to the life you once knew and loved.
So I would suggest that you just stay where you're at job-wise. That way, if you want to fuck this guy down the line as your groups
co-mingle,
work together,
right,
you know, over time, then at least he's in another place and it's another situation that you're not stuck in.
Right. Or you could say to yourself, I'm a grown woman. I don't want that kind of drama in my life. And block your mind off to it. Like, I don't understand people who see a potential problem and can't see their way to avoid it. Like, I think it's like it's something in some people that they're like, but it would be so exciting, but it would be awesome, but I can't stop these feelings, but
she's bored.
Yeah.
She's bored.
Yeah.
Tell Hooman to answer this
Hooman,
lady's problem.
Your thoughts.
I agree with you, Sarah. I mean, there isn't an issue here.
There isn't.
It just looks like she sounds like she's not happy in her marriage. I mean,
well, I think she's bored. I think that's fair to say.
She doesn't really say that. She actually, but I agree with you. I think she doesn't say much. Here's the one thing she says about her husband. And they don't have kids, by the way. I was most at risk of cheating when my husband was going through something that's no longer a factor. So he was not really himself, always in a bad mood. And I use that as a justification for my bad intentions. I never want to be that close to doing that again. Then don't do it. And if it takes what Vinny said, not joining the team to make sure that this doesn't happen because you can't trust yourself, then don't join the team either.
Also, well, that is more for me. In my mind, that's more about not fucking up your career. Because it sounds like you're going to cheat.
Well, it doesn't sound like this guy's really that interested in her. In my mind, I think she's imagining him being interested in her.
That's totally possible.
Yeah, he might really just be like, oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Let's get her on the team.
I like working with her.
And you know what? You should take that and feel proud of it and not be fucking turning everything into a possible illicit relationship.
Into me. Oh, wow. Is that why I'm on the team?
Yeah, I really feel like you're creating your own problem
here. I mean, this girl's like gone home and masturbated about this guy.
Oh, yeah. And that's fine. You can masturbate about whoever you want as long as you keep it between your hand and your pussy. That's a relationship that's all you. You can think about whoever
right,
you want.
But once you have had those sort of feelings and now you're going to go work with the guy and she's not closed it off, as you said,
right,
shut the door to it. She's going to be sitting there getting new inspiration every day.
Having to run to the bathroom to wipe herself, you see.
Hey.
Can't help
nice.
It. My pussy's
hey,
wet.
Can you guys straighten out what you were talking about earlier? You just reminded me of that.
What were we talking about?
What did you, so... When we were talking earlier about Washaka,
yeah, what did you,
and things
what
that you,
you
do
oh,
for
no.
a boy,
right? That was I was actually asking her the thing that pops right to mind for me about Yuzette. She fucking pulled her boyfriend's car up to the prison and did a strip show on the hood, not just for the boyfriend, but for all the boyfriend's other inmates.
All the jailbirds.
I mean,
right.
That's a story we've heard.
That's
like,
the best.
That's
story.
That's giving right there. What I was asking her was, what have you asked a boy to get for or do for you because of the guy who went and stole the monkey out of the zoo or tried to?
Right. And what I was thinking, the reason that made me think of Yuzette was, didn't that boyfriend go to jail that night at Washaka's house?
Yeah, that was the Washaka night.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It was my house and Washaka and the two other chicks came over.
He had pulled a gun
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what that part of the story
well,
was.
Well, first of all, he pulled something out of my car so I couldn't drive away.
Oh.
So I had to call my girlfriend, Washaka, to come get me. So Washaka and her two big girlfriends came and picked me up, and he pulled a gun on them.
And that was when everyone freaked out and the police were called.
Yeah, and then we went running down the street.
Weapons charges.
Cops happened to be running by. They all screamed out, and cops surrounded the house and found a bunch of guns and took them.
Right. Dude went to jail. But yeah. you guys didn't break up. That's when you went and did a strip tease for him.
That was months later. That was after
the
court cases.
Right. And the guy that he was in jail with who came by to see you afterward, you boned him for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That is the best story.
Well, he did see her out the window with the whole
Well, I mean, I could see why he'd want to, but you'd think she would say.
She was lonely.
Well, yeah, and he was cute.
A perfect mix. It was the perfect storm.
And he fixed the car.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
He's handy.
That's payment right there.
Yeah. I think about him sometimes when I drive by his exit.
Oh.
What exit is he?
At that time, it was just off of, what's the other one? Not 3rd Street.
Poplar.
Poplar. Oh,
you
no.
You never had to physically
Not Poplar.
Pull your hands
oh, Dore.
To...
It is Dore.
Stay on the highway. Stay
is
on
it
the Kehoe? Highway.
Yeah.
It's Dore.
Kehoe.
You call me a hoe?
So that guy, you like, how old were you when this went down?
Early 20s.
Early 20s. So you still think about that guy like you're driving by his exit. Do you think about his cock or do you think about...
No.
What do you think about?
Oh, when if I think about it, I go, oh, that's where, what's his face? That was his exit when
Oh, but you don't see...
His house. No, I don't care anything about him.
Huh. All right.
It was fine for a week. You know, I was done.
Right.
Good cock and everything.
Yeah, it's fine.
Can you see it in your mind's eye right now if you wanted to?
His cock?
Yeah.
No.
You can't.
Why can't you?
I can't even barely picture his face.
Oh.
Is that pistachio right here?
What?
Did I just hear a pistachio?
Oh, Hooman, are you eating pistachios?
I sure am.
Crunch.
That's weird. I think most boys can picture any past partner's stuff. In a finger snap, like can you?
That's right.
Like nipples, areolas.
Yeah. Hooman, can you do that? Can you picture like
past pussies,
Nunu's
past pussies,
woman area?
Boy, hold on, I gotta think about this.
I can even smell
up.
It too.
I can't.
Each have that distinctive a smell.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But they all have the same similar underlying like.
Yeah.
Smells like a lady's,
but sometimes
area.
More potent than others.
Oh.
Pungent.
Potent.
The only one
and
that
is
really
the more, what's the preference? What's the pref? What is the pungent?
I think it depends on how freaky I am. Like when I'm like super into it, then I'm all about it.
Yeah,
you are freaky.
Other times, not so much.
So sometimes you like a little butt smell mixed in with your vagina.
A little bit of extra sweat, maybe.
You guys are gross.
Yeah, you guys are gross.
Freaking disgusting.
I don't want any butt smell anywhere.
I want a brown line from my forehead to my chin.
Jesus Christ!
So gross.
Back to Hooman.
I've lost all thought at this moment.
Can you picture her or not?
What about Snuffy?
That's the one that sort of comes to mind.
You can remember that fully.
Was she nicely trimmed and everything?
Yeah, of course. I
mean, totally shaved or a little bit of...
No, she had a nice little...
Undercarriage clean, though, like lasered off?
As far as I can remember, yes.
Was she a natural blonde or was that fake?
This is, so we're all clear, this is 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude,
I can
remember
something
30
remember,
years ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
So you don't remember if she was brown-haired or blonde?
I can't. Huh. I'm guessing I'm probably a little bit darker, but...
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Weird.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever been with a man or a woman who had, like, white blonde pubic hair? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Was it Karen?
No.
Is it Darcy?
You can see the love in his face.
No, but, and you know, I was also with, that's, so.
What about the redhead?
I was with a natural redhead, too, and she was liked red that down there. A lot.
Dark red, like it was darker, but it was still definitely red.
I wouldn't say darker, I would say brighter.
Oh.
Like, hadn't seen the sunshine, so was white, was white it? Skin with bright red hair.
And was it finer than normal black pubic hair, or what would you
no,
say the
No, I wouldn't say
was?
That. It was it
curly
was,
and wiry and
yeah. But I liked it. I really thought that was
you look good with a red mustache is what you
well, no, I think that it was just about the different. Like it wasn't better
fun.
Or worse, right. It was just different. So it was something like, "Oh, look at that." So,
that's a bouquet of flowers yeah, I've just, never smelled
just
before.
Just totally different. It was neat. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's... You haven't been with a... Whitey wasn't... You're telling
no,
me
Whitey
a dude named
dark,
Whitey?
Whitey had medium dark pubes. Regular looking pubes. Not black, but not blonde.
You never boned a redhead? You're fucking Irish from Boston.
I know. I don't believe I ever banged anyone with red hair. I wanted to bang this one guy with red hair. He just didn't want to.
He didn't want to bone you. You
I
were
was really young, too.
You said to him, please, let's.
No,
and
no, but I was always hitting on him.
Huh. You never boned a redhead, Yuzi? They have completely bright pink buttholes.
Wow.
It's awesome. Surprising.
I don't think so. Not
I
a redhead.
I think I've ever looked at a dude's butthole straight on. Like, when would I?
But you're not boning him doggy style, so you wouldn't.
I'm also not doing anything back there. I'm trying to stay around the front. No interest in that. Go ahead, Yuz.
No, I said no. I don't believe so. Not a redhead.
And is Johnny V the only butthole you've licked?
Yes.
Oh,
that's the only one?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Is it the only one you've ever fingered?
Yeah.
The jailbird didn't want you to do that?
No.
That's weird.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you feel like you were, like, in danger, parked outside of a jail, showing all your stuff to your boyfriend, et cetera? Like, didn't you feel like, God, if any of these guys get out, like, I might drive them crazy and they'll come get me?
No.
Let me ask you a question. When you were dancing for the boys in the jailhouse... And you're outside the jail, and you're on the hood of the car. Did you have your bottoms off completely?
Listen, you guys are getting the story a little wrong.
Oh, we are?
I was doing it inside the car.
With the door open, right?
No, the door was not open.
Oh.
I just, like...
Oh, yeah.
The parking spot, the way it was I
So you're just, like, pressing ham against the windshield? Is that...
I think I probably lifted my legs up on the dashboard.
With no bottoms on.
No, I think I had lingerie on.
Oh.
Like heels and stockings, garter,
so
all that stuff.
So it was just that they were getting a leg show? They weren't... This is a totally different story.
Yeah, I had a completely different
vision
to this.
You guys hear what you want to hear.
Making
you're like listeners.
Tiny chain on the hood.
You're right about that.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought she was doing the bend over pull apart.
Oh, yeah. My God. Like, you guys are ridiculous.
Strip show on top of
no,
the car.
It was,
I was even going to ask, was the hood hot?
Like, it was in the car, and I was wearing an overcoat. I took the overcoat off, and then...
I remember that part, but I thought you were on the hood of the car.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have done it on the hood of the car. Shoot, I would have been arrested.
Thought you were fucking the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Oh, you know what? Forget it. You guys tell a much better story.
I
Go
know.
On.
I agree.
I'm just going to agree with whatever you say.
So you were spread eagle
yes.
on the hood of the car.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got
That's
that right.
That's a much better visual.
All right. Well, there we go, everybody.
Okay. Good job, everyone.
You know, I think we should always end this show with Yuzette Spread Eagle.
On something.
That's
let's just
sounds good.
That is a home run.
Yuzette Spread Eagle story of the day is.
And you were on the hood. Did you have a Mustang at the time, Yuzi?
I did.
There you go.
Nice.
This show ends with Yuzette Spread Eagle in lingerie. Uh-huh. Spread Eagle on the hood of a Mustang.
The Dow! Boom! Note.
She is the right Mexican. All right, have a good day, everybody. Yeah.